The time and cost involved with reviewing eDiscovery documents can be daunting. Equivio Analytics for eDiscovery uses advanced text analytics and predictive coding to perform multidimensional analysis of data collections to save you time and cost. Over the next few minutes, I'll show you how Equivio Analytics works to identify and filter data, training the machine learning algorithm to search for relevant files and emails, and how you can quickly identify the relevant data you need. The core value of Equivio Analytics for eDiscovery is to take a large corpus of unstructured data and allow you to identify and filter for only the relevant files and emails across several vectors. Through a concept called review-to-recall ratio, a lawyer can do the cost-benefit analysis associated with the data they want to review. Equivio derives this review-to-recall ratio by identifying the documents required to achieve an optimum set of relevant content for an eDiscovery case. What you're seeing here is that by reviewing 20% of the documents, you will find 84.6% of the relevant files present in that document set for that eDiscovery case. Let's show you how we can identify those documents and get to this conclusion using Equivio Analytics. Here, the compliance officer has created a case called Entresto Investigation. This case contains the results of a query run against Exchange, SharePoint, and Skype within Office 365. Now, because we know that all content is not consumed or created within the Microsoft ecosystem, it also includes data that's been ingested from third-party sources like Facebook, Twitter, and Box. Now the compliance officer would like to run Equivio Analytics across this corpus of data. They click Equivio Analytics from within the Compliance Center and it takes them to the Equivio screen. Here, the first step is to cull all that information down by up to 60% using Equivio's near duplicates and email threading algorithm. Once they've culled that data set down, they move to the relevance part of the training experience. Here, under relevance, the compliance officer looks at the corpus of email on documents and marks them as relevant or not relevant to a particular case. Here, as you can see, we have an example from the public Enron dataset that is clearly not relevant to an eDiscovery litigation. So they mark it as not relevant. This mail looks more likely to be pertinent to an investigation, and therefore they mark it as relevant. Once they've run through several iterations of that, they get to a screen that tells them if their training set is stable. This gives them the signal that they have reviewed enough content manually to allow the system to make accurate predictions about a much larger corpus of data. And they can now decide whether to move ahead with the legal process. Here, you can see that they reviewed manually 20% of the content, and it gave them 84.6% of the relevant documents, at a cost of 13.6 per document. If they wanted to review additional content, their cost would go up and they can see what would be the benefit or the additional relevant documents that they would retrieve from that larger corpus of data by doing so. This allows them to significantly reduce their costs by only manually reviewing a small set and allowing the machine learning algorithm to extrapolate those learnings to a much larger corpus of data. Once they've got the pertinent set, they can now move to export and create a package that will export this content to opposing counsel or the regulatory body that they're running this analysis for. And they are complete with their eDiscovery investigation. These are just a few highlights of what we're building with Equivio Analytics for eDiscovery and how it works. You can start evaluating it as part of Office 365's E5 suite or as a standalone capability. Thanks for watching.